Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is God's Greatest Blessing. How would you answer the following question? What is the greatest blessing in your life? Since beginning this ministry, I have asked that question during each retreat I conducted across the country. I have received a multitude of answers. People's answers have included their spouse, children, parents, food, shelter, health, and even life itself. I believe there is only one answer to that question. Today is part three of our nine-part series leading up to the 500th edition of Fourth Day Letters. In part one of this series, we discovered that the kingdom of God resides in the heart of man. We also learned that God created us to know, love, and serve Him. We serve Him by helping to grow His kingdom. In part two of this series, we learned that everyone needs to be saved and that no one is better prepared to share the message of Jesus Christ with the world than another flawed and broken person who has had a life-altering personal encounter with the mercy of Jesus Christ. I encouraged you to participate in the purple paper exercise by writing down your wounds and brokenness. Now today, in part three, we examine God's greatest blessing. I submit to you that mercy is God's greatest blessing. He expresses that mercy to us through the forgiveness of our sins. His mercy and forgiveness lead to our salvation and eternal life. Sure, all of the answers people offer up during the retreats are blessings, but they are fleeting blessings. Mercy, on the other hand, is God's eternal gift to us. Without God's mercy, we would all suffer eternal damnation. We must never forget that we did nothing to deserve God's mercy. His mercy is gratuitously given to us. It is unwarranted, and beyond a doubt, it is undeserved. What does the Bible tell us about God's mercy? In Isaiah 35, verses 4 to 6, we find this prophecy. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Matthew 11, verses 4 to 6, makes it clear Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled. We read, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." Acts 13, verse 23 states, "From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior." God's mercy is on full display in Romans 3, verse 8, when we read, "But God proves His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We did nothing to deserve this mercy. God granted us mercy even though we are sinners. We were all lost, but Jesus came in pursuit of us. Luke 19, verse 10 states, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost." Not only did Jesus come to save us, but He rejoices when any one of us, lost sheep, are found. Matthew 18, verses 12 and 13 tells us, "He rejoices more over finding one lost sheep than over the 99 that did not stray." Jesus knows we are weak, sinful people, but His grace is all we need. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, we read, "And He has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.'" We have a vitally important message to share with others who are hurting. Jesus loves us so much, He took our sins and shame to the cross. We find this in Hebrews 12, verse 2. Even though we are sinful, Jesus came to save us so that we can be with the Father in heaven. John 3, verse 16 states, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life." Jesus is truly the life-saving food that sustains us through our darkest hours. John 6, verse 27 tells us, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. He also gives us this assurance: whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. My friends, Christ longs to share the light of his love and mercy in our hearts, and he longs to illuminate those sins that prevent us from drawing closer to him. His mercy is greater than our greatest sin in our darkest moments. It has been said only he who has been touched and caressed by the tenderness of his mercy really knows the Lord. Last week, I promised you that we would discover how God's greatest blessing, when combined with our brokenness, forms the storyline that we are called to share with others. We can shout from the mountaintops and proclaim to everyone the following message: we are broken and sinful people, and yet our God is crazy in love with us, and he is always ready to forgive our sins. Can I hear a giant amen to that? Next week, in part 4, our topic will be, we're all broken and wounded. Join me and discover how this reality impacts our relationship with God. Heavenly Father, words escape me. What can I say to possibly express my joy? Your mercy exceeds my human understanding, for without it, I would be eternally damned. I am forever in your debt. My faith is in your Son and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Now, once again, I want to point out that I need your help to write my new book. There is still time to win your free copy of the book. Many of you have already submitted your suggestions. I am writing a yearly devotional book. I'm in the process of selecting 52 of the past Fourth Day letters, one for each week of the year. Each one will be presented in the book with a series of questions to reflect on for a week. I am asking for your input. Please write to me and tell me your favorite Fourth Day letter. I will randomly draw the names of 10 people who respond, and they will receive a free copy of the book as soon as it's published. Entries must be received no later than May 28, 2021. The 10 winners will be announced on the June 1st, 2021 letter. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.